Peterson, since 1985, offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Oh, Mike, this is not going to work. I don't have anybody. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9. Let's check now what the numbers look like in Chicago from the CME Group. December corn futures at 324.5, a penny and a half lower. The March at 337.5, down 1.5 cents. And May at 345.75, down 1.75. July at 352.75, down 2. November beans 915.25, 7.5 cents lower. January at 924, 7.75 cents lower for the day. And the March contract at 932.25, down 7.25. July at 946, down 7.75 for the day. Bean meal at 310.60, 1.80 lower. Bean oil down 62 cents. Live cattle futures at 156.82.5, or down $1.37.5. October feeders at 231.15, or $1.05 higher, and lean hogs at 105.37.5, or down 95 cents. On the phone line to take up these numbers this morning is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Todd.
How are you today?
Hey, doing great. It's starting to clear up here. I think there'll be some producers probably trying to run in this area, so we'll see what happens this weekend.
All right. Hey, good, fantastic. Thank you so much for being on Commodity Week yesterday afternoon when we recorded. That's up on our website now at willag.org. We'll hear it again this afternoon at 2:36. We talked a lot about the U.S. dollar, its value, and then there was some news overnight that China was in the marketplace thinking, hey, wait a second, we may not want the beans that we bought. So can you put that all in some kind of context for me?
Yeah, I mean, right now the news is pretty sketchy when it comes to China, but what they're essentially saying is that they're seeing public opinion turn more strongly against GMO, and so they've delayed approval. They haven't rejected anything yet like they did with the MIR 162. With the corn or with the DDGs, but they are looking at an approval delay. We don't know what types of GMO, and so the news is very sketchy, but that kind of news just does not fit well with the dollar making a fresh weekly high this week and again last night. And now, Todd, we're on pace to make a record move. 11 straight weeks higher could be what we see in the dollar after today's close, and that would be the longest running winning streak in the U.S. dollar as far as weekly gains, going all the way back to its free float in 1971. So I think these two things are teaming up and really affecting the soybeans more than anything. In fact, wheat's trying to go steady on the day. Corn's only down about a penny right now. You can see a little bit of pushback in the technical traders' mindsets when you get to the shorter-term charts, especially when it comes to the corn and wheat. But beans, it's the path of least resistance lower. I think the other thing that hurts the beans a little bit more right now is the European weather model added a couple days of open weather. So it looks like east of the Mississippi River, weather's going to open up for still about 5 to 6 days. And prior models were suggesting that that window was starting to close a bit.
And so now we'll have quite a bit of pressure coming into the marketplace. How much more downside do you suppose there would be, especially in the beans? We're, what, down to $9.15 a bushel now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the price model I use would say you're pricing in at this point in lead month corn and lead month beans about a 2.4 billion bushel carryover on corn, about a 480 to 490 million bushel carryover on beans. So that's one way to look at it. We're very undervalued and prepared for big numbers come the October report, and I think this makes the quarterly grain stocks report next week more important than maybe what it would be traditionally, because we have really loaded the boat on the short side of the equation. And in fact, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange said just Monday we had a record volume of open interest in soybean options. 72% of those options were puts, and so you are really seeing heavy selling in the options, and that's something to keep an eye on. So to get back to your question, if we're going to talk about technical objectives, I think you probably want to use some of the commodity index downward forecasts. In other words, there's another 2.5% down potentially for the next support in the Bloomberg Commodity Grain Index. That would put you at about $3.15 in lead month corn, $9 in lead month beans, and $4.60 in lead month December wheat on the Chicago Exchange. So those are the numbers I'm running with. If we cannot hold this wheat at this 200-month moving average at this 474 area,
is there any uncertainty, you suppose, in the grain stocks numbers for the soybeans?
I think there's a lot of uncertainty because the USDA has kept, in my opinion, an artificially high number. And, you know, we talked about this on Commodity Week. My personal take is the algorithmic trade, computer-related traders especially, have bit into those USDA numbers wholeheartedly. And that's where you had a $5 difference between cash beans and futures up until about a week ago. And so you, I think, have to get that reconciled one way or the other. The question is, will the quarterly grain stocks for beans show the low end of the estimate of 100 million bushels? If it does, I think that would be material and germane to this market, even though we're ongoing in harvest and have very good, if not excellent to super excellent, yields being reported so far in the soybeans especially. Again, it goes back to what level are they pricing in for carryover. And you take 100 million bushels on the old crop ending stocks, and if you don't lower demand on new crop, and even if you raise yield, you're still going to have probably the market underestimating the price and overestimating the carryover for 14-15 come the October report.
Unlike corn, where there's still a lot of wiggle room once we get the final quarterly stocks figures, which will be this coming report, the soybean number actually contextually is a balanced figure because there's enough information coming in that you can actually put the balance sheet in the balance.
Right.
So whatever's there will be there, right?
Yeah, and that's really what I'm getting at, is if you're looking at just X's and O's when it comes to binary codes and numbers from USDA that spits out, and you throw those into your algorithmic trading automatically, I think that will have a germane impact if you go down towards the low end of the range. Same thing would happen if you went to the high end of the range, though. You have to look at that. But I think the cash market up until a week ago would suggest you're probably more likely to see the lower end of the range.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Sounds great, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Atchison, Kansas, joins us on this Friday morning. It is the 26th day of September. Here the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. December corn futures, a penny and three quarters lower at 324 and a quarter. The March at 337 and a quarter on in last tick, down one and three quarters. July down two. December of next year, 2.5 lower. November beans are down 8 cents in the lead. November, 914. January at 9.23 and three quarters, 7 3/4 lower. The March down 7.5. May 7.5 lower. July down 7 3/4. And November beans 6 3/4 lower. Bean meal down $2. Bean oil 56 cents lower. Live cattle up $1.30. Feeder cattle 92.5 cents higher. And lean hogs are 92.5 cents lower. The outside markets on the afternoon, rather the morning, show us the crude oil at $93.14 a barrel, up 60 cents. The RBOB, or wholesale price of gasoline, is 6 9/10 of a cent lower. Ethanol futures down a penny and 8 cents, and the spread between the two is $1.06 wide at this hour. Diesel fuel, by the way, is up 7 tenths of a cent. The gold futures are $2.60 higher, and the U.S. dollar is at 85.58. That's up 0.385 on the afternoon. The weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area says mostly sunny skies for the day, a high of 81 on a calm wind. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 55. Saturday, sunny and 80. Saturday evening, cloudy and 58. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies near 80 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear and 56. And on Monday, sunny skies and 79 degrees. Monday night, clear and 53. Tuesday, sunny and 80. Tuesday night, clear and 56. And by the time we get to Wednesday of next week, sunny skies again and 80 degrees. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high of 79. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. You can find our radio and television station information at will.illinois.edu. Our agricultural programming online updated just about 15 minutes after it airs on our radio station at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Back just before the top of the hour, it'd be 10 o'clock now, Central Time. From PR.